بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. ایک مرتبہ خلیفہ منصور بادشاہ نے اپنے وزیر سے کہا کہ صادق والے کو لاؤ کہ قتل کریں. ونس دا خلیفہ منصور منسٹر ٹو برنگ حضرت جعفر صادق رحمۃ اللہ علیہ was a great grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Must bring him here so that we can execute him, put him to death. That was because of the his Amr bin Maruf, Nahi an Munkar, because he would command what is right and prohibit what is wrong and criticize the rulers for their, for their evil conduct. This was in the early period of Islam. This was the condition of the rulers. This was in the Tabi'in period. And Mansur, the Khalifa, also was from the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were from the Banu Abbasi. Yet this was the condition. And they were not ignorant. He was also an alim. And he was surrounded by ulama. But this was the condition. They could not tolerate the an alim of haq. In every age that has had, has been the condition, and now it's even worse. The rulers, they are Muslim, only they are born maybe in the homes of Muslims, they have Muslim names, but they all are kafirs, all of them are non-Muslims, they only have Muslim names. And in those days, despite the fact that the rulers were oppressive and tyrants, but they enforced the Sharia. And it was only Sharia law in the empire. So now once the Khalifa Mansur, he ordered his ministers, his prime minister, to bring Hazrat Jafar Sadiq rahmatullah alayh. Wazir ne kaha ke unhone gosha ibadat ikhtiyar kar rakhi hai, mulk se haath kota kar liya hai. اب ان کے قتل سے کیا فائدہ؟ The minister was a wise person. He tried to reason with the Khalifa, with the ruler, and said that this great person, Jafar Sadiq, he has adopted seclusion. He is in solitude, in seclusion, and he's not associated in any way with the affairs of the land, the state. He's not a threat to your position. So why do you want to get him unnecessarily done and kill him? Khalifa ne kaha, nahi unko zarur lao. But the Khalifa was adamant, he just wanted the Jafar Sadiq to be killed. Wazir ne har chand taala, magar Khalifa ne na suna, no matter what the wazir did, he couldn't convince the Khalifa and he was instructed to go. آخر کار وزیر آپ کے بلانے کو گیا. اس کے جانے کے بعد خلیفہ نے غلاموں سے کہہ دیا کہ جس وقت امام صادق آوے اور میں ٹوپی سر سے اتاروں تم ان کو قتل کر ڈالنا. Then when the وزیر went to summon him and to bring Hazrat Jafar Sadiq to the palace. The Khalifa instructed his servants and those who are with him there that when the Imam comes here and that when I remove my topi, my crown, head, whatever he had on, that will be the sign that must apprehend him and put him to death. اسی اثناء میں حضرت امام جعفر صادق رحمت اللہ بھی تشریف لائم. ان کو دیکھتے ہی منصور تعظیم کو اٹھ کھڑا ہوا. شارٹ وائن امام جعفر صادق رحمت اللہ واز اشد انٹو ہز پریزنس. ایز دا خلیفہ سو ہم ہی کاٹ اپ ٹو آنر اینڈ ریسپیکٹ امام اور مسجد پر ان کو بتایا. ناٹ اونلی دیٹ ہی brought the Jafar Sadiq to sit on his masjid, like his throne, to sit, he seated him there. Or, Ba'ad Abdamam Aage Betam, اور عرض کیا ان کے کیا حاجت ہے. اینڈ وتھ فل ریسپیکٹ اینڈ آنر ہی آسکڈ حضرت صاحب صاحب حضرت وٹ کین آئی ڈو فار یو وٹ آر یور نیڈس ایٹسیٹرا. آپ نے فرمایا کہ پھر مجھے اپنے پاس نہ بلانا. جعفر سیڈ دیٹ مائی نیڈ از دیٹ دیٹ یو مسٹ ناٹ اگین کال می ایٹ یور پریزنس بیکاز دے ڈیٹیسٹ یو کم ٹو دا رولرس. نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سیڈ دیٹ دا ورسٹ آف دا علماء ورسٹ آف دا قاریز اینڈ دا ورسٹ آف دا لرنڈ پیپل آف دا اسکالرس آر دوز ہو وزٹ دا کنگز دوز ایسوسیٹ وتھ رولرس اینڈ اینڈ دا کمپنی they are the worst, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And for them, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, there is a department in Jahannam. Jahannam daily asks Allah Ta'ala 400 times for refuge. Oh Allah, save me from the heat. Who Jahannam is asking? From the heat that comes out from this, my belly, from the bottom of him. 400 times a day, Jahannam asks Allah Ta'ala to save it. And then Sahaba asks, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who will be entering there? Then the Messenger said that those are qaris, people who visit them and associate with the rulers. The fitna in the Ummah had started very early. There was peace and full control only during the Khilafat of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, the Khilafat of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, in the initial couple of years of Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala. And thereafter, the door, gateway of fitna opened up. And this Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam predicted also that after Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he leaves the dunya, then the gateway of fitna will open up, the flood gates of fitna, and it will never end. Fitna will continue in the Ummah until the day of Qiyamah. So that was happened. Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala was assassinated. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala he was also assassinated, and Ummah among themselves, wars upon war, fighting for each other, it continued and it will continue until the day of Qiyamah. There will never be that unity which people are hallucinating about. It's not possible. After Sharif Lake, Phil, after Sharif Tashreef Le Gaye, Phil Four Khalifa behosh hokar gir pada aur kisi waqt ya kisi roz tak hosh na aaya. Then Hazrat Jafar rahimahullah, he left, and as he left, the Khalifa fell down unconscious. He said in one riwayat a few hours, in one riwayat said no, a few days. He remained unconscious. Jab ifaqa hua to وزیر نے دریافت کیا کہ یہ کیا معاملہ ہوا ہے. When he regained consciousness, the وزیر asked him what had happened. Of the opposite happened here. You brought him, you wanted to kill him. And what has happened here? The opposite took place. Khalifa نے جواب دیا کہ جس وقت حضرت امام اندر آئے ایک اژدھا ان کے ساتھ منہ پھیلائے ہوئے تھا اور یہ معلوم ہوتا تھا کہ اگر میں نے ان کو کچھ بھی تکلیف دی تو وہ مجھ کو کھا جائے گا. اس خوف سے میں نے عذر کیا اور بے ہوش ہو کر گر پڑا. Then the Khalifa said, when Hazrat Jafar Sadiq as he entered, I saw a huge serpent coming along with him and with his mouth open. And I understood that if I give him distress, this Imam, in any way, the serpent will swallow me. And that is the reason I presented all these excuses in front of him. And when he departed, I had the fear, the shock was so much that I fell down unconscious. This is the way Allah Ta'ala protected him. Now, it's not every Buzruk, every Alim was protected in this manner. No, he had to suffer the consequences of the proclamation of the Haqq. So many Anbiya also, Bani Israel had killed many Nabis. Allah Ta'ala allowed it in His wisdom. He had killed hundreds of Anbiya. The Bani Israel had put to death. This one, the thing, say, one Fuzruk, he was summoned to the court of the Khalifa. He came there, and when he was ordered to be arrested, put to death there, there was a big carpet on the ground. And on the carpet there was a picture, a shape of a lion. This was a lifestyle of the rulers also. So this book, Buzruk, he looked at the lion on the picture and he stepped in him, and a huge lion came out. The picture came alive. When the lion came, started roaring, the Khalifa ran that way, and the Buzruk was overcome with fear. He also ran out. He ran one other way out, and then Khalifa ran away, Buzruk ran away, and the lion returned to the carpet again. Allah, 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 Alhamdulillah.